Thank you, Ian. Now our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Economic recovery comes to the city, a hospital's spending is highlighted, and the Queen's Platinum Jubilee was the main focus of events for people over the bank holiday weekend. Here are just a few of the things that happened in the city.
Pubs in Norwich enjoyed a bumper bank holiday weekend after hundreds flocked to boozers around the city. Mark White, landlord of the Fat Cat Brewery tap in Lawson Road, said, "We have had a lot of fun. Us and the pubs all around the area have been very busy." The Silver Road Community Centre in NR3 was packed all afternoon for the Platinum Jubilee celebratory lunch featuring big cakes and cups of tea. People lined St Peter's Street outside Norwich City Hall in their hundreds to watch Norwich join other landmarks around the county in lighting the Queen's Platinum Jubilee beacon. The moment was introduced by the Lord Mayor and a trio of bugles performing Majesty, a fanfare written especially for the historic occasion. Meanwhile, crowds enjoyed a jubilee spread outside Norwich City Hall in St Peter's Street on Sunday on a 50-metre-long table. More than 100 people came together for a Platinum Jubilee street party on a section of Ipswich Road, Eaton Rides, Norwich, on Saturday afternoon. The crowd enjoyed an afternoon of fun with food, party games and even some dancing in the street. Cringleford Tennis Club celebrated the Queen's Platinum Jubilee with a street party type lunch for around 80 people from the club and the local community. And a special service giving thanks for the 70-year reign of the Majesty the Queen took place at Norwich Cathedral. Hundreds of people attended the Platinum Jubilee Thanksgiving service, which brought the Cathedral's Platinum Jubilee festivities to a close. The Bishop of Norwich, the Reverend Graham Usher, preached and Norwich Cathedral Choir, accompanied by the Cathedral Organ and Norwich Cathedral Brass, sang music taken from the coronation service, including Parry's I Was Glad, Vaughan Williams' Old Hundredth and Walton's Coronation Te Deum. Norwich Cathedral's Children's Choir sang We Rejoice in Your Goodness, God, and readings were given by the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Dr. Kevin Maguire, and the Lady Danet Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk. The service included a busy 4 days of events at the Cathedral to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee, including a Right Royal Family, a Battle of the Organs recital, and a Platinum Jubilee concert, during which Norfolk Cathedral Chamber Choir and Norwich Baroque performed Handel's famous coronation anthem.
People living near a spot earmarked from a fast food restaurant have lodged their anger over the plans. A petition has been set up in opposition to planning applications submitted to Norwich City Council proposing a McDonald's in Sproston's Mousehold Lane. One of the main arguments put forward by the petition is the potential for an increase in traffic coming out of the former Richard Nash car dealership site. Critics believe this will directly lead to more accidents. McDonald's argues the site is an ideal location given its proximity to the M&S petrol station next door and its access to the A1042. The fast food giant has also said the plans could create up to 120 jobs. But a Sproston's Not Loving It petition states there are visibility issues with the junction between Mousehold Lane and Corbett Avenue. More than 100 people have signed the petition. A public consultation was conducted by McDonald's as part of the planning process, with the majority of people objecting to the plans. Of the 387 responses, 56% were against, 42% were positive, and 2% were unsure.
Four men have been jailed for a total of 16 years and 2 months for their role in operating one of the longest-running county line drugs operations in Norwich. The men appeared at Norwich Crown Court, where they were each sentenced for conspiracy to supply crack cocaine and heroin. Mobile phone data analysis was used to target the four men who were running the County Lines operation out of London into smaller counties such as Norfolk. The investigation also revealed the men had used five children to transport the drugs between the capital and Norwich. Two of those teenagers, a 16-year-old boy and a 17-year-old boy, have since been charged with possession with intent to supply Class A drugs.
Norwich is bouncing back from the pandemic better than expected, but it is not just the city centre driving the economy. Experts believe industrial estates at the edge of the city are driving the COVID recovery. Previously, warehouses and garages, the estates are now attracting everything from independent gyms to hairdressers and coffee shops. Guy Gowing, managing director at Arnold's Keys, said a change in planning regulations had sparked the boom. It means units could be more than offices or bases for industrial use.
He has played songs for the Salvation Army for the past 73 years, after first picking up a cornet when he was just 8 years old. But tenor horn musician Trevor Middleton, 85, from Heath Close in Helston, is hanging up the sheet music after his final performance for the Norwich Mile Cross Salvation Army Band. The recital was in the 85-year-old church headquarters in Boundary Road. He has been a dedicated attendee of the church since he started at his Sunday school in Mile Cross Hall when he was 6 years old.
A hospital built more than 20 years ago is still paying as much each year to the company which built it as it is spending on medical supplies. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Trust paid £66 million to service its Private Finance Initiative, a PFI. Commitments in 2019-20, the same amount as on clinical supplies and services, which includes PPE, lab equipment, surgical tools and hearing aids. A spokesman for the NNN said that value for money was one of its five commitments in its new five-year plan. This includes designing and delivering an estates master plan and agreeing and implementing a 10-year life cycle plan with our PFI operator with effective contract management, he added. We have an ongoing cost improvement plan to ensure our services are as efficient as they can be and our organisation is sustainable going forward. We are projected to pay off our PFI in 2037.
Fire safety checks will need to be redone on more than 1,600 council homes because of concerns previous inspections may have been conducted by unqualified officials. The revelation is the latest twist in a long-running saga which emerged last year when Norwich City Council admitted hundreds of people in its properties were potentially put in danger because crucial safety inspections of fire, water and electrics had not been done. Since then, £1.2 million has been spent clearing these backlogs and all overdue gas checks as well as the majority of electrical tests have been completed. But a report, which will come before the Council's Cabinet, reveals a further complication has been identified. City Hall officers could not be sure about accuracy of data about historical fire risk assessments that had been carried out in low-risk buildings. They said inspections may not have been completed by suitably qualified individuals. So 1,615 inspections will need to be redone and people in those homes will be contacted and fresh visits arranged. That's all from Matthew and I. Now it's over to Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Spivey for part two.